Burtonsville, Maryland. Hello, Dave. I'm glad you called. You're next.
Good afternoon, Rush. I'm a little bit nervous here, so be patient with me.
Yes, sir.
I kind of feel like you are lockstep in line backing George Bush, and I kind of have a feeling that he knew that guys like you would provide cover for him and would not hold his feet to the fire, as you should.
Have you been listening to the program today?
I'm done with you. I'm just so frustrated.
Dave,
yeah.
have you been listening to the program today?
Certainly. I listened that you gave him a pass. I mean, it's true. You said you were neutral on her. I understand that. But this is an opportunity for you to say...
I started out by saying that what bothers me is this is a pick that comes from a position of weakness. I grilled the vice president on why didn't you choose people that we know we could count on instead of having to wait 10 years. Where were you?
This is a no-win situation.
Sir, I've got the whole of the mainstream press wanting to interview me today. You know why? Because they think I've criticized the White House.
You know what? If you call that criticism, my God, I would love to have enemies like you. Rush, I love you, but I'm so frustrated. This was a great opportunity for you to say, you know what? This is the last straw from George Bush. He has sold us down the river time after time after time. And this was his opportunity to say, you know what?
Okay, let's do a little test here.
Hold it just a second. Let's do a little test here.
You pretend you're me, and I want you to pretend you're me and say, okay, this is the last straw. Bush has done it. Now what do we do? He hung up?
No.
He's there?
I'm right here.
Okay, so you pretend that you're me, and all right, this is the last straw. Now what do we do?
I don't have an answer to that. You know what? Just tell the truth. The truth is that this is the last straw. We are now going to start supporting conservative Republicans in the primaries, which I don't think you particularly do. And not that you support liberals. I'm just saying you kind of give a pass to all the Republicans. And, you know, say, you know, we're going to turn a corner here. We're now going to support conservatives in office. What's wrong with that?
This makes me think of retirement sooner than later. If after 18 years, I know he's emotional, and I understand that, but if after 18 years, I am accused of selling out the conservative movement, essentially, I don't think he is a seminar caller, Mr. Sturdley. I think there's a level of rage out there that is just fed up. I understand it totally. The point is, okay, what do you do if you're fed up? That's it. That's the last. Bush has 3 years left. Who are you going to support in 08? McCain? What do we do out there? Yeah, well, I could have backed Perot, if I were conservative. But no, this is not the way to look at this. You get these disappointments happen consistently. I remember the first day after Clinton was elected. I could have caved then. I could have said, it's over, folks. I'm going to go home and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life, and the rest of you are on your own. I mean, if you're going to cave and you say this is the last straw, then you better have another drink to start stirring. And if you don't have another drink to start stirring, don't talk to me.